So we are on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. There's the office of Chav Ches, we're by the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that the lashon of the Mishnah was Shekashem Shemayim Bokim Oso, just like the water checks her, Kain Heim Bokim Oso. They also check him. Problem is, it's Oso is the possibility. It could be two people. Who's this Oso? Is Oso the husband, or is Oso the guy who she was Soser, the Boel? All right, so the Mishnah doesn't explain who it's talking about. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Oso Liman, Lemi, meaning upon me, are we talking about? We say Oso. So Ilema Labal, if we say the water is checking the Baal, meaning that the water checks him as well as to whether or not he did an Avera. So Baal, my oven. What did the Baal do that he deserves to get punished? Maybe you'll say the Baal the isbe avon batki lamaya, that maybe if he has an oven, Rashi says, what oven is that? Shaba olel achar shenistera. Maybe he had bia with her after there was stira, and that's a violation. That would be a problem. Again, mentioned this before. The Rambam holds that the violation would be any time that he would have a bia asura. There's actually a Ramban al Torah which expands it even more based on the Mishnah later on, that talks about anybody in his family would have had a bia asura, because he wasn't mechanech in the right way. So the isbe avon batki lamaya, that if he has this sin, we'll go according to Rashi here, that he had bia with her after the stira, these batki la ki isbe avon bididei mi batki lamaya lidida. So if he has that sin, we said that war doesn't even check her. The lashon of the Mishnah was just like the water checks her, it checks him. But if this is the aver that he has, the water is not going to check her. But Hatanya, because we have the brisa that said, v'nika ish me'avon, v'ish hi tisas avona, bizman she'ish menuka me'avon, mayim bodkim es ishto. Eina ish menuka me'avon, eina mayim bodkim es ishto. The water only checks the woman if he is free of sin. If he is not free of sin, the water doesn't even check her. Yet our Mishnah is saying if the water checks her, it checks him. It can't be this case, because in this case, the water is not checking either of them. So Ella, what? Who's the Oso? Ella Leboel. It must be talking about the Boel, the man who was secluded with her and had beer with her, that even him gets checked by the water. His stomach will expand and his thigh will fall off based on the drinking of the woman. And if that's the case, Lisne Kidikatani Seifa. There's an incongruency now. What happens? Just look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kashem Shemayim Botim Oso, Kachamayim Botim Oso. Oso and Oso, and then it says later on, Nitmea, Vinitma, Echelabal, Echelaboa. Oh, that's not the case. What's the case? Listen, Kashem Shasu Labal, Kachasulabo. It's later, right afterwards. It says, Ubo, Ubo, Kashem Shasu Labal, Kachasulaboa. So when we're talking about the Boel, the Mishnah clearly mentions the word Boel. It says Boel. Why is it giving this pronoun of Oso? So if Ella, the Boel, listen to the Ketani Seifa, Kashem Shasula Baal Kachasula Boel. So Gemara says, no, the Olam Boel. It's talking about the Boel, but look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Reisha Aid the Tana Osa, Tani Oso, Seifa Aid the Tani Baal, Tana Boel. It's just the second word used is a comparison to the first word used in the Mishnah. The first word used in the Mishnah says, Kashem Shemayim Botkim Osa, it's talking about her. So therefore they say, Kachabayim Botkim Oso, him, which is the Boel. And later on, the next line, it says, Asura Baal, Asura Boel. Just using the words that correspond to the who's mentioned in the first. So basically, so the Mishnah is when it says Hashamayim Bokim Osa, Kachayim Bokim Osa, Oso, the Oso is the Boel. Okay. Okay, then right, Lo Boel, Reish Tani Tani Oso, Tani Oso. Okay. So now the Mishnah had mentioned that Rekiva learned Midrasha in order to learn that the water checks the Boel, just like they check her, because it says Uvau Uvau. Right, Rav Kiva says, it says, Kashem Shemayim Bokim Oso, Kachamayim Bokim Oso, Shneur Uvo Uvo, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's the words of Rav Kiva, Uvo Uvo. So the Gemara is now asked, where does Rabbi Kiva learn, make the drasha from? Does he make the drasha from the fact that it says Bo Bo twice? Or does he make the drasha from the fact that it says Uvo, which is the extra Vav? Where is he making the drasha from? So, Ibailahu, Ba'u Uvo Ukamar, O Uvo Uvo Kamar. Is he making the drasha because it has the extra Vav? Or is he making the drasha because of the redundancy of the pasukim? Right, it actually says, right, because the pasuk says, Uva'u mayim hamarim melecha b'meyech. Also, it says it three times. It says, Uva'u mayim hamarim lemarim. And then it says, Uva'u mayim hamarim lemarim. It's in Perek Hei, Bamidbar, Pasuk of Beis, Pasuk of Dalit, and Pasuk of Zayin. So, does he learn it from Ba'u Bo, extra words, or from the Vav? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's learn a proof. Kishem sheasura lebal kach asura leboel sheneamar. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Nitma'a v'nitma'a. Right? So it says nitma'a v'nitma'a. So the Gemara says, okay, so what is that teaching us? The same question. V'adayati boi. Nitma nitma ka'amar, o nitma v'nitma ka'amar. I mean, our Mishnah says nitma v'nitma, but I guess the Gerson, they had maybe been different. He says, okay, nitma nitma. It says nitma multiple times. Is he learning out from the redundancy of the word nitma, or he's learning out from the extra vav that's included in v'nitma, which is not necessary? So the Gemara says, I'll bring a raya again. Tashma, meet the Katani Seifa. The Seifa of the Mishnah is Rebbe. Rebbe argues on Rebbe Yekiva. Rebbe said, Rebbe Omer, Shnei Pa'amim Hamurim B'Parsha Nitma B'Nitma, Echa Labal, Echa Laboel. Rebbe says clearly that the, what he's learning out, that Echa Labal, Echa Laboel, is from Shnei Pa'amim Hamurim Nitma B'Nitma. So he's from the two times. So the fact that Rebbe was arguing Rebbe Akiva, he's not arguing on the result, he's arguing on the how you get to the result, on the drasha. So the fact that Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, Shnei Pa'amim Hamurim B'Parsha Nitma V'Nitma, Echlabal, Echlabal, Michlal, to Rabbi Akiva of Vavi Kadarish. The Rabbi Akiva is learning out from the Vavim, and if he's learning out from the Vavim from Nitma V'Nitma, he's also learning out from the Vavim from Ba'u Uva'u. So that's, he learns it out from the extra Vav. So what is it, what's the difference then? The difference is now, you have, whether you have six drashas or three drashas, because the word Uva'u appears three times. So if you're just learning out from the redundancy of the psukim, you just have to, it's written extra twice, it's written three times, you make three drashas. Rabbi Akiva has bo, 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 and a vav before each bo, 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 which means you have six abilities to make a drasha. So hilkach, therefore, the Rabbi Akiva, shita k'roi k'sive, there are six limudim that we can make, that we can learn. Right, because Rashi points out, shita k'roi, shlosha uva k'suvim sham. That's three times says the word of O. So the Gemara continues and it says, what do we learn out from those three, six times? Chad l'tzavah dida, v'chad l'tzavah didei, chad l'asiyah dida, v'chad l'asiyah didei, chad l'yadiyah dida, v'chad l'yadiyah didei. We should make three drashas, one for him, one for her. So now we'll figure out what those three drashas are, but Rekiva says, whatever the three drashas are, once the extra vav teaches it for him and for her. So Uvo teaches the drasha, Bo teaches the drasha, includes him afterwards. So what are the six drashos? The first one was Chad L'Tzavah. So let's look at Rashi. Shlosha Uvo K'suvim Sham. Right? Uvo Umayim Hama'or Me'elam B'Me'ech L'Tzavos Beten. Lo'dilanu, it says it goes to Beten first. Lo'dilanu, to teach us the Beten, the Hadar Yerech. At first the stomach explodes and then the thigh is impacted. Shalom lahotzilah. So, in order that they won't have any false rumors about the water, right? You tell her that they tell everybody that's the order. Kidarmina perakama, because when the pasuk tells, when the kohen talks to the woman, he tells her that it seems that the order is out of order. He mentions the yerech before the button, before the belly. So the pasuk comes to teach us that it's the belly before the button, so no one gets met. So, again, you know, you tell somebody it's going to be the thigh, then the belly, and then the belly and the thigh, belly goes first. It's not the war that's working. That's what people are going to say. So in order to get rid of that possibility, they say the pasuk that it says uvoha mayim amar me'elu b'me'ech litzvos beten, that the beten goes first. So that's l'chad litzava. That's out of the order. Okay, let's just continue Rashi. Then we'll go back to the Gemara. V'chad v'hishkes ishas me'amarim ha'marim uvo amarim litzava shakadosh baruch hu gozer sheyavo bo ha'mayim l'marim. One is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu commands the water to go in and take care of business. V'chad lasia, one for the doing. V'hishkes ha'mayim v'haisa imet me'a lasia kan hoda kosev as Yisrael dimavtiach lehen sheyitku ha'mayim. Hashem promises Bnei Yisrael that the water is going to work. So therefore, u'kulam k'sivav yisei rahashis. One's dida, Rashi says laboel, and one's dide, and one's dida. So again, it's lasia, litzava'a, right, tzava'a, lasia, and liyadia. So which one is which? So litzava'a, the first one is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava the water, that it's going to work. And once for her, once for him, he's mitzava the water to do what it's supposed to do. The second one is lasia dida, and lasia dide. Asiya is going to say that he promises that it's going to work. One he commands, one he promises, and one is liyadiyah, that they should know that even though during the curse, the Kohen, it's Kohen says the Yerach before the Beten, they should know that it's the Beten before the Yerach, the knowledge. Okay. So for Rebbe, Tlasa Kraksive. Rebbe only has three psukim, because he doesn't Dorish the Vav. It's just Ba'u 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 from Rebbe. So Rebbe has Tlasa Kraksive, Chad Letzava'a, one for the command that Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzava the water to do their job. Chad la'asiyah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Bnei Yisrael that the water will do its job, that it will work. And Chad li'adiyah, want to give us knowledge to tell us that if she was nitmeis and the water is checking her, that it's going to go to the belly first and then to the yerech. But how does he know for him? How does he know for the boel? Rebbe Kiva was able to learn it to the boel in each case because he had the vav. Rebbe doesn't have the vav, so how does he? He has to learn out the ikur din, but where does he learn after that it goes to the bala as well? So the Rebbe who doesn't learn the vavim, so he learns it as follows: Kashem Shemayim Bokim Osa Kach Bokim Osa Minole. Where does he learn that from? Nafgula. He learns it in min because we learned another drush on the price. The sanya, the pasuk says, Latzbos Beten Vilan Pil Yorech. What pasuk is that? Let's those veterans build. It's let's suppose be no.
Verse 22.
Oh, okay. Ubo amayim hamari ma'ele b'meyech litzbos button v'lan pion yerech, which it seems to be written in lashon, zachar, right? Later on, it says bitno yerecha. So he says let's suppose button v'lan pion yerech levitno v'yerecho shel boel. That comes to include the belly and the thigh of the boel, of the man. So, Ata Omer, you're telling me they're talking about the man, bit no virecho shel boel, o eno elo bit no virecho shel nivellus. Maybe it's talking about the belly and the thigh of the woman, of the nivellus. So, Mar says, no, it can't be, because your Omer, vitsafsa bit no, vinafla yirecha, that's talking about her. That's hare bit no virecha shel nivellus amor. Ma'ani mekayem litzos betev limpo yarech. So, what do I do with the previous pasuk of beten and yarech? Bitten over Yerecho Shel Boel. That's talking about the belly and the thigh of the Boel. So now that we know that the Boel is checked like her, so mainly we know that everything that's written in the Parsha by her is written in the Parsha by him, and we don't have this extra, we don't need the extra Vav for Tzava'a and Asiya and Yediyah. It's all included because he's, Litzvos Beten comes to include him into the Parsha. Everything is applicable to him. So now Rabbi Kiva, who learned all these things about him from the extra Vav, well, what does he do with the Pasuk of Litbol Beten, Litzvos Yerech? It's an extra Pasuk that he has to darken something from. So he says, Hahu, the Modal HaKohen, the Beten Beresha, the Hadar HaYerech, Shelo Lotzi Elaz Alamai Marim. He learns that to teach us that the Kohen tells her that the Beten comes first, and then the Yerech, not to Motzi Laz on the Mayamarim, because when he mentions the curses, in the curses, it says the Yerech first and not the Beten. The question then is why does the Torah mix up the order like that? I don't know. So Rashi says, Shalola Hotzi Laz, you see that Rashi? Mishum Dehu Amar La Beklala Beresha, because he says in the curse to begin with, Es Yerecha Nofeles, says that first, but in the end, in the end, the water is really going to check the way it goes in. He needs this pasuk of Beten and Yerach, the teacher, it's going to work in the order that it goes in. So Rebbe, who learned this drasha, who was dorish from this pasuk, that the Baal is nivdak with her, that's what the Baal is nivdak with her, so... Where does he learn? I guess where does he learn that you have to tell her in advance in order not to hotzi laz on the water? So he says, "Im kain lichtov kra bitna v'yerecha." Right? The pasuk could say bitna yerecha. Like I said later on, it could say bitna yerecha. My beten v'yerech shema min alaboel. So the Gemara says, I guess it's written in lashon zachar and means the boel. So then the Gemara says the ema. Maybe we should say. Maybe this whole part pasuk is coming to tell you nothing about the fact that the boel is checked. Maybe the pasuk is coming to tell you that the Kohen has to tell the woman that it goes to the Beten first and then the Yerech afterwards. You're learning two things out of this now, Revi. Maybe the first thing is not part of it. Who says this pasuk is talking about that it checks him just like it checks her? If what it's talking about is the order. So the Gemara says, "Emo kul lahachi huda asa." Says im kain lichdov bitno v'yerecho ma beten v'yerech shma minotarti. If it was, I'm not sure what that means. Yes, very much so. The Gemara says, if it's only talking about, I think maybe he said, I think I read it the other way around. Maybe kula halachu da asa Rashi says luboel lo dia de beten laka bereisha minolan. Maybe the whole pasuk is just talking about the opposite of what I said. Maybe the whole pasuk is only talking about that it teaches us that it impacts the bowl as well. How you know it's impact? It's teaching us that the belly goes first, because otherwise it would have said bit no v'yerecho, went his beten, his yerech. Therefore, it just says beten v'yerech, which is more, you know, general. Beten v'yerech, Shema min atarti comes to teach us two things. Number one, to teach us the order of how the water works in the woman, and also teach us that the boel is checked just like the woman is checked. Okay. So the Mishnah then continued, Amar Rabbi Yoshua. We didn't see that anywhere.
Shouldn't he get a straw also someplace along the line?
The straw is that when he tells her not to do kino and stira.
That's a bow, it's like a bow.
What?
That's a bow, not the bow.
So he's involved, so he's so being he's being
bowl. If we say the bowl is gonna get punished,
right?
Should he get
It seems like it's a chiddush in the Torah that he's getting punished also for what the woman did, and maybe that includes the fact that whatever that this is the way it happens. Without everything else.
Not here, straw.
Yeah,
we don't punish without a straw.
But here we do.
What?
Who gets a straw? The woman's warned.
The woman.
It's not the woman, right? Hasra also is a bait.
There's no
hasra
for
Karis.
It's not a misa.
It's not a misa mishuna. Right, I think also, it is a misa mishuna.
Right.
Not a Mrs. Basedin.
No, that's right.
Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kachaya Doris Zacharia. This is how Zacharia we've been a katzav. Rebbe Omen, and Rebbe said Shnei Pamim. He learned it out from the parsha. Says Nitma v'Nitma, Echad Abal v'Echad Abal. So the Gemara says brings up Brisa. Tana Rabbanon, Shalosh Pa'amim. The word v'Nitma is written three times. Shalosh Pa'amim Hamurim b'Parsha, which is number one. It's in Bamidbar Perek Hey. The way the Gemara quotes it is out of order. It's Chav Zayin Yudal and Chav Tes. So number one is V'Haisa Im Nitma'a. Then it says Bikinas Ishto Vihi Nitma'a. The next one says Asher Tista Es Isha Tachas Isha V'Nitma'a Lama. Why do I need three times that she's Nitma'a? I mean, she's no look. She can't be with somebody. The Gemara says Echa wants to teach us that she's a sewer to the Baal, meaning that she's not permitted to be with her husband until she drinks the water and that she's checked by the water. And one lashon of Tumah is Echa to teach us that let's say if she was divorced or her husband died before she got an opportunity to drink the water, she is Asura Leboel. She's still Asura to Boel. And number three is Echad Letruma. Dear Rabbi Kiva, once she's Asura to eat Truma. Rashi says, Echad Letruma, Shafilu hi Bas Kohen, U Ba'ala Kohen, Nifslam bi Truma. Even if she's a Bas Kohen, and even if the Boel was a Kohen, she's Psula from eating Truma. Once she's Nistara, and she had everything done, I guess, until the water checks her. I guess the water checks her, and she's innocent, and she's fine. If she's the Ashes Kohen, she can still go back. But in that time period, she's Asura to Truma, even if she's a Bas Kohen, which if she's divorced, she can go back to the father's house. Here she can't. Divi Rabbi Kiva. Those are the words of Rabbi Kiva.
Wouldn't she be Asura to the Baal anyway, because she's married?
But that's why the case was, the case was, if her husband dies or divorces her before she drinks the water, she would be Asura to the Baal. There was no proof. Yeah, she didn't drink, so there's no proof as to whether or not there was a maisa. So if she drinks the water and she's found clean, and then her husband divorces her, she's muteris to the boel because he wasn't a boel. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, huh? Right. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, kavachomer is a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? That she's not permitted. The kavachomer here, and Rabbi Yishmael, there's like a non sequitur over here. Rabbi Kiva mentions truma. And then comes Rabbi Shmuel and says, it's a kal v'chomer that the sota cannot marry a kohen. Kal v'chomer ma grusha. Let's say you have a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael, and she's divorced, right? And there's no, she has no sons. Nevertheless, muteris l'truma. She's now muteris to go back to eat to her father's house and eat the truma. Nevertheless, asur lekahuna, once she's divorced, she can't marry a kohen. Zo, the sota who is nistera, she had stira, she asur b'truma, like we just mentioned above, that she's not allowed to eat truma, therefore she's more chomer than a grusha. Ain odin, she asur lekahuna, she's also an asur lekahuna, meaning the case means she's still alive, meaning the husband either dies, or the husband dies, I guess, beforehand, and she doesn't have the opportunity to drink it, she's asur to the kahuna, which is fine, Rabbi Shmuel, that's great, but what does that have to do with, what does it do with Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva just mentioned that she's a surah b'truma. You say, no, it's a kavah chomer. So the Gemara, at the end, the bottom of Amud Beis, which I'm thinking we'll just do tomorrow because it's a long sugya, the Gemara on Amud Beis asks that question, like, what's Rabbi Shmuel talking about? I mean, that was wonderful what he says, but it doesn't have any place right here because it doesn't address what Rabbi Kiva said. Okay. So the Gemara, the Brisa then continues. This is not Rabbi Shmuel speaking. Now, this is
it's not necessarily the case that he's arguing with Rabbi
Kiva. Right.
Learning it out in a different way.
Right, but there's no mention. He says, Kava Chomer, Ma Grusha Muter. What are we talking about? He starts talking about that she's a sewer to Aisha's Kohen.
Correct.
No one mentioned that's not part of the Hivri Shmuel seems to be responding to Rabbi Kiva. What's he responding to? That's what the Gemara's question is going to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So the Braisa continues to now explain other psukim in the Parsha of Sota. So it says in Pasuk Yudalid, when the husband warns his wife that she should not seclude herself, it says va'avra lav ruach kina, v'kinas ishto v'hi nitma'a, and she did do the action. O avra ruach kina v'kinas ishto v'hi lo nitma'a. So from the pasuk, it seems to be that it's talking about vadai nitma'a. So it says ma tamid lomar v'hi nitma'a v'hi lo nitma'a. What does it mean that she violated or didn't violate? Right, if you're talking about the actual that we know, right, if we know for sure that she was nivela to the man who she secluded with, lama shosa. Why is she drinking? The water is only given if there's a suffix. If we have eidim that she said she had a maizabia, there's no sota, there's no drinking. The im lo nitma, and if we know for sure that she did not have the lama mashka, why is he giving her why does he give her the water? If she's vadai tahora, we don't give it to her. The pasuk seems to say nitma v'lo nitma. I mean, it sounds like a lashon of vadai. We either know she did it or she didn't do it. If we know she did, or we know she didn't do it, she doesn't drink. That's not the way it works. So the Gemara says, so it must be talking about where we don't know. Umagi lacha kosov shehasafik asura. It's talking about sveikos. Let's look at Rashi. It says, so if you see the Rashi, the first wide line, go one Rashi above that. It says, "Matam loma v'kinus ishto v'hi nitmea demashma devade nitma," that she was definitely violated. "Matam loma o avrala v'hi lo nitma ipshita le nitma lama shosa v'ipshita lo nitma lama mashke." So mad l'chal kosev she'ala safik asura hachik amakra isha zo, this woman shema nitmea v'shema lo nitma. The he nitma, the he lo nitma is clearly talking about safek. Talk about we're not sure. The ka'amar lach yashken al levara hasveka, right? E lo mashka lo asura. She becomes asura. So we're saying that the safek that we have here creates an iser. She becomes vadei asur midin the safek. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. That's definitely a safek. Tosos asks, well, what's the chiddush? Sveka deraisa. Sveka deraisa lachumer. What's the chiddush of the pasuk then? Right, Rashi says that it's hachikah amakras shemazon nitma. Right, and then he says mikana tadan. Right, the Gemara says mikana tadan litsheretz uma sota. Well, that in a second. But it's talking about that, we're talking about a suffix, and a suffix she becomes a surah until she drinks the water. Okay, but Tosfos says, look at Tosfos ma third line im tomar biki itzra krala misra sveka. Do we need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix is aser? It's a sveka d'orais lechumra. Yesh lomar akasav as osra kodem shesia ilu hi vadai. Tosfos is a big chiddush. He says that the iser that's now on this woman, for this man to be with the woman, it's not asur midin safek, it's asur midin vadai. We take the safek and we raise the level to it's a vadai, which means
drinking.
The iser is a vadai, and you raise the level of the iser to equal vadai. Midin safek it equals vadai. It's still a safek. Right, you say im tomar v'chi itzterach kra. Now, why do we need a pasuk? The meisah sveiko yesh lomar akasav osra kodem shtiya ki ilu vaday. Aye, so if that's the case, if she's osra bevados, the iser is an osra vaday. Why don't you get malchus? Why don't you get malchus for violating the iser? Why don't he get malchus? V'afogad zeleka malchus k'demuchu perakam divamos miu lava balach chala sei ika afili im hi tahora nenesh beveisin shomayla, because it's a lava ba machlala sei, a lava ba machlala sei doesn't get malchus. You only get malchus violating the asei. There is a Tosfos somewhere else that says he does get malchus. That he would get malchus for violating this, but he says it's lokashar zwingon. Well, that's the chiddush that he wouldn't, according to that. I guess, I mean, that could be a question.
What's he giving him malchus though?
So you have those two. They have those two tzaddikim working with him. Maybe they do that. Im he tore nenas rebeisin shomayla v'im ba'olea kamo achavi yasei lokashar zvekos. If you, it says that if he does go violate with her, he violates an asei. He doesn't violate a suffix, yes, sir.
But we know that he withdraws statements.
What? So if he withdraws a statement, he withdraws. But this is when he doesn't withdraw the statement.
You assume someone does something for the right reasons.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't assume that.
How in the case of Bezma, Bezma gave you the warning.
I don't know. You guys are talking so much about the warning. The word Asra hasn't appeared once.
Not once
here.
It's not some part of the equation right here.
It's not even part. I don't think it's part of the equation.
At least from what's going on here.
Right. So you're saying what it does here is that she's Asr Midin. She's Asr Midin Vada. It's not that she's Asr. It's not like it's a suffix piece of Chaylev. It's a suffix piece of Shuman. It's not a suffix that she has. It's a new Isser of Sota. It's an iser vaday to have relations with a woman who was suffic, who was a sota, which means that she was a suffic whether she had relations with the person who she was nister. Okay, nistara. Fine. So now that we learned out that it's talking about a suffic, it's talking about a suffic, and therefore she's usher. So now we're going to use this as our springboard to learn all the halachos of tumah. So mikara tadan let sheretz. Now we're going to learn to din of a tumah sheretz. Let's say there's a suffix as to whether or not you touched, or someone who's tahor touched the sheretz. So how are we going to behave in this situation? So ma sota, when it comes to a sota where the Torah was makyo in a certain sense, shelo asaba shogeg kemezin. We don't make shogeg equal mezin. We'll see what Rashi says what that means. That if it was inadvertent, it's not the same thing, it was done on purpose. And also the ones keratzon, and we don't equate ones to ratzon. Asaba suffik kavadai, we make her suffik into a vadai iser, that if she was nistra after kinoi, she's a surla bala like a vadai. So sheretz which asaba sogik mezin and ones keratzon. If you touch a sheretz, doesn't matter if you did it inadvertently or if you did it on purpose. If you did it, someone threw you onto it. By the fact that you touch the sheretz, you automatically become tamei. Eino din sheyaseh bo suffik evadai. So too, also if there's a suffik whether you touched it, it's vadai. Consider that you vadai touched it. And then when the Gemara continues, umakam shabato, the place where you came from, ma sotim shusayachid af sheretz shusayachid. That's how we had the famous thing. It's only suffik tumah is only tamei in rishus harabim in rishus hayachid, because the sota is the case where we're learning everything from. The sota is the prime example. The sota is rishus hayachid. Again, rishus hayachid doesn't mean like hilchos shabbos rishus hayachid, where they're like 599,999 people according to one shita. That would be rishus hayachid still. Rishus hayachid meant sota meant two people. Rishus harabim means more than that. Okay. Completely different things. What do you mean? Who is?
They compare. What's the compare? What does one thing? What tumah. Does mean tumah?
One's tumah. One's a different type of tumah. How do you behave in a situation of suffix when it comes to a tumah? So we learn. We take the example. We take the prime example of sota, which shows us that we only view it as the suffix equaling the vadai when the suffix occurs in rishus hayachid. If the suffix occurs in rishus harabim, Marcel's question I think is valid because it can only the din of sota can only take place in a rishus hayachid, so because if it's in a rishus harabim, there's no stira.
Right, it's not hilchas tumah. Sota is not in the parash of tumah.
It says v'hi nitmeis. It's talking about she's become tamei to him.
She defiles herself.
Right. So it's not like rishon sheni shlishi like you're talking about, but it's like he said, it's like a defilement. Right. But I think your question is valid in the sense that what else are you going to have? Like the whole idea of sota is that we don't know. How do you not know? It's done in private. So well, how is that being learned out to anything? To everything?
She does it in Times Square, but it's not so serious.
Of course.
It's not serious.
Of course. I know, so how can you be learning from there?
The yeah, question. But she knows.
She knows what?
She does know. So
what?
So it's another question. It's only a suffix to us. Right. She's not. She's yeah. pretty clear. She and the Boel, the two people who know for sure one way or another, they know. So, okay. So what does it mean though that Masota Shlo Asav Shogeg Kemezid? The Shogeg equaled Mezid. So Rashi says. Last Rashi. Also one before. Mikan Atal Lomit Kavachom L'Sheret Suffik Naga B'Taharos Suffik Lo Naga D'Machzik Machazikinan La B'Tuma Misuffik. We make it Tuma Misuffik when it touches the Sheretz, and then we later on we say that's only Rosh Hashayachid. So, but Sota Lo Asaba, we don't make Shogeg equal Mezid by the Sota. Tiksiv Vihi Lo Nitpasa Asura Ha Nitpasa Muteres. But if she was Nitpasa, which is something that happened by accident. Right? So what? The onus is clear. If it was rape, it's a different story, unless she's an Eishes Kohen. But what's the Shogeg? What's the case? Ishto, the Eishes Ish Imo Bebayis. So, he is with the... Right? So, Viniskavin li Ishto, and he wanted to have Kavana for his wife, Vinizdamna lo Zo, and then the cat ended up before him, I guess a Rachelaya situation, yeah. Came up before him, this woman, who the husband, I guess, said she should not have stiro with this man, va'avhi shgaga v'kasfura shehibayla, and she also was shogeg, and thought that it was her husband. So the situation, strange situation, where there was a shogeg, and they didn't realize who was who.
She had no idea who she was with.
Correct, and she assumed it was her husband, and he assumed it was her wife. Turned out it was somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife.
Well, the reason we didn't do Shogeg Kemezid is because in Tuma you can fix it. You can mitar her.
Right.
In this case, there's no fix.
Right, but do you have to fix it? Because if you say that Suffolk makes you Tahor, then you don't have to do anything. If you say that Suffolk makes you Tameh, then you have to go fix it. You have to go to the mikvah, you have to do all the process.
No, on the Shesh, on the Tuma you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to go fix it.
Klicharis, you can't do.
Okay, so it's klicharis. You have to break it, and if it was a suffix to his mace, you have to have the whole process. But he's saying here, his Rashi is coming up with this wild case of where the woman doesn't know it's the man, the man doesn't know it's a woman. So why would you say other cases of shogeg where you know who it is? I just didn't know it was usher. That's the case of shogeg a lot of times.
You didn't know it was usher
for whatever reason. The woman didn't know that this was usher, and she did it anyway. We say the Hilchos Shabbos to the case of shogeg also. Yeah, I know I turned on the switch. I just didn't know it was usher. That's shogeg. Why here are we saying that it's a shogeg in the Metzius, not a shogeg in the Yediyah? So this is a famous Maharik. The Maharik in Simukuf Samach Zayin says that if you the reason why Rashi has to come on to a shogeg in the Metzius, because if it's shogeg in the Maisa, where she does this idea, right? Even if she knows, but she thinks it's mutter, she would still be usher to the husband. She would still be usher because when it comes to violating the concept of Eishes Ish, the Isser is Me'ila, which is merit, which is a rebellion against the husband. So if you know I'm doing this, but I think it's mutter, I'm still doing something against the husband because I'm still right. That the case over there was the case where they're all captive. You have all these captives, and the woman goes out and she says that I'm going to give us one woman and we'll let you go, and she volunteers. So I mean, she's saving everyone's life, she's doing it, she's almost onus, and she's still usher to her husband. The answer he says is yes, because there's a merit, there's a rebellion, a violation of the relationship with the husband. Right. So that's why here the shogeg has to be in the metzius, not in the yediyah, because if it's in the yediyah, she would still be usher. The only time that shogeg makes would be mutter in this case is if she did, it's just a total shogeg in the metzius. Okay.
But what you hear from the male voice, if it's her husband or the...
Didn't say a word. Oh, any... Come up, ask the question. The cases, they didn't know. He didn't know. She didn't know.
They were both
drunk. They didn't know.
Well, but there is a pshat that Yaakov was drunk.
They didn't know.
Josephus says that he was drunk.
Okay, you tell me that there's a pshat that he was drunk, and that they quote that for shame Josephus. It's a different. If you tell me that Josephus says something that happened for sure in the times of the Romans, I'll take that more. He did. He has the papers.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, "Umakam." Right. You said, "Umakam Shabbat, Masotu Pshusayachid, Af Sheretz Pshusayachid." The Rashi says, "Umakam Shabbat, Pap Rashi Amud Beis Hoyo Velo Lamadta De Matmina Misafik Ela Misota." The only place that we know that we create Tuma Midin Safik Chazer Bedon. You have to learn out everything from there. Umasota. The ha de tmeya misafik is where is brishus hayachid, who makam haroy lisater. Av tumah versus hayachid tzveiko tamei. Only tumah and versus hayachid becomes tamei. Av versus harabim tahor. But in versus harabim, if you have a suffix tumah versus harabim, it is tahor. And continues the Gemara. The Gemara says, umasota davar sheyishbo das lishael. Av sheretz davar sheyishbo das lishael. What does that mean? It has to be, the suffix has to be with somebody, something that you can ask the question to. I mean, an animate human object, human person. Right, the im, human is a person. Im nitmeit, Rashi says, im lav. You have to be able to lishal hi im nitmeis alav, to ask her or not. Af sapek tuma davar sheyish bo binogeya zedas lishal im noga im lav v'hu omer eni yodeya. The whole idea of suffic this, suffic that, only applies if a person touches the sheretz and you ask him and he doesn't know. So then we go back to the fallback. Is it Rosh Hashayachin or Rosh Hasharabim? But Rashi says, kigon adam otoharos, but if it's talking about, but if the situation is the suffix is whether or not a food item touched the sheretz, then we don't have this idea of suffix tumah is tahor is tameh. We don't have, if then it becomes the real thing of suffix. Suffix is suffix. We only learn it out right. If the suffix is whether a sheretz touched food items or other kalim, there's no din tumah because the whole idea of this suffix tumah becoming tameh is only if something or somebody who you can ask. If you can't ask, then you don't have the whole halacha here.
You just ask the person preparing the food.
But this fake is whether or not this thing fell on its food item.
But if the person is preparing the food, you can ask them what's...
If you have an opportunity to ask a person, you can ask the person. If there's no opportunity to ask a person, you can't ask the person. Then there's no sveika. There's no suffix. Rashi says, or taharos that the person's dealing with. If the person's there that you can ask him, you can ask him. If the person's no person to ask, you can't ask. You come into a house, you see there's a sheretz there, you see kalim that were on the shelf, fell an arrow on the floor, you don't know, did they roll and touch the sheretz or not? So you say tar, because you can't ask. Mikan Amru, and the Brisa continues, from here we learn as well, Davar sheyesh bo das lishal versus hayach, and this is a summary. We can't amru. Davar sheyesh bo das lishal versus hayach that sveiko tame versus harabim sveiko tahor. So if it's something that has das that we can ask, so if the suffix appears in this in versus hayach, this suffix is tame versus harabim the sveiko he would be tahor. And sheyem bo das lishal, if there's something that we can't ask, right? Example being that you find a sheretz next to taharos, so we don't know whether or not it touched it or not. The suffix was no allowed here. No one to ask. Nothing to ask. So ben versus a yachin, ben versus a rabim, sveiko tahor. Whether or not it's just a yachin versus a rabim, we say the suffix is tahor because the only time, the only place where we learned out that suffix tumah can possibly be tameh is by a sota, which is somebody who you can ask. So now the Gemara goes back to ask to explain Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Brisa. Because from the fact we mentioned before, the fact that Rabbi Shmuel follows Rabbi Akiva, it's mashma that Rabbi Shmuel is cholik on Rabbi Akiva in some way, but if you look at the context, it seems like he's arguing, but from the text, there's no argument over here. He says, Rabbi Shmuel, right, Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, what's he talking about? Amar Rabbi Akiva Truma. Rabbi Akiva says that from the third Lashon of Vinitma, we learned that the Sota who is Nistera is Asura to eat Truma. Umahardale Iyu Kuhuna. He asks a question about a kuna. He says, "Ah, oh, kavachomer that she's usher to a kohen." Visu, and even more, Rabbi Akiva, kuhuna minale. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn that she's neeseres if the husband dies before she drank the mesota? Where does he know that she's a sewer to happen to do a kohen? Normally, an almana is muteris to a kohen. Here, you have an almana who's a sota, but she's an almana, a suffix sota. She's an almana. How do you say that? Where do you know that she's a sewer to the kohen? Rabbi Akiva learned it up in the Rabbi Yisrael learned it up in the Kavah Chomer, which is fine. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn that? So the Gemara says, maybe I'll just do one line. The Chi Tema. You know, maybe I'll just leave it here. Ask the questions. The two questions, and we'll figure this over here. Right? Now we'll pick up the last line. Question number one is, what is Rabbi Shmuel responding to? Rabbi Akiva is talking about Truma, and he mentions whether or not the Sota can marry a Kohen. And besides the fact, where does Rabbi Akiva learn that the Sota is a Surah to a Kohen? Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. I didn't look at it.